From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama says a lot of people are passing around falsehoods about health care overhaul legislation. He attacked the matter directly this morning in his weekly address.
Let me start by dispelling the outlandish rumors that reform will promote euthanasia or cut Medicaid or bring about a government takeover of health care.
The president says none of them are true. His declaration contradicts former Alaskan Republican Governor Sarah Palin, who alleges the Obama administration's plans are, quote, evil. She claims the Obama administration wants to create a, quote, death panel to deny health care to patients. President Obama says this kind of misinformation is being spread by people opposed to changes in the national health care system. Reports from Indonesia claim police have killed the man thought to be responsible for last month's hotel bombings in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
For several years now, Nurdin Top has been the most wanted militant in Southeast Asia. The man who played a key role in planning the 2002 Bali bombings, the 2003 bombing of the JW Marriott in Jakarta, and last month's bombing of the Marriott and the Ritz-Carlton that killed 9 people. Indonesian media reports say Top was one of the men killed after a lengthy siege of a suspected militant hideout in central Java that began Friday and ended with police storming the house early this morning. If confirmed, Top's death would go a long way toward neutralizing the threat posed by Islamic militants in Southeast Asia. At one time, Top was a senior operative in the terror network Jamaah Islamiyah, but is believed to have broken from JI several years ago. He claimed in a 2005 video to be Al-Qaeda's representative in Southeast Asia. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
Eunice Kennedy Shriver is in critical condition at a Cape Cod hospital, that according to a family spokesman. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Shriver, who just turned 88, is the sister of Senator Edward Kennedy, who is fighting his own health battle against brain cancer, and of the late President John F. Kennedy and the late Senator Robert Kennedy. She became known in her own right for founding the Special Olympics. She's been active in political campaigns from JFK's presidential bid in 1960 to that of her Republican son-in-law, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. And she's advocated for children's health and the mentally disabled. Her husband, Sergeant Shriver, former ambassador and first director of the Peace Corps, is suffering from Alzheimer's. Eunice Shriver, who is believed to suffer from Addison's disease, has reportedly been hospitalized for about a week. Her family, including daughter Maria Shriver, are with her at the hospital. Sylvia Smith, NPR News.
The National Hurricane Center has downgraded the strength of Hurricane Felicia. It's far out in the Pacific Ocean with top winds of 90 miles per hour. The center warns residents of Hawaii to keep an eye on Felicia. The storm's moving west and will reach the islands on Monday. This is NPR News. Several states are holding tax-free weekends to entice back-to-school shoppers. These are intended to help retailers as well as consumers. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, Scott Graff reports.
Altogether, 16 states will have some sort of tax-free period this year. In most states, the tax-free items include things such as clothes, footwear, and school supplies. Alabama, Iowa, Louisiana, Missouri, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Virginia, and both the Carolinas have relaxed their tax laws this weekend. Louisiana has the most shopper-friendly rules. There, essentially all items outside of cars and restaurant food will be free of sales tax. In Iowa, the tax-free holiday applies only to clothes and shoes under $100. Several states that usually have tax holidays have repealed them this year because of revenue shortages. Retailers always look forward to the tax-free weekends, but they're relying on the late summer boost more than usual this year because of otherwise dismal sales. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
Iranian authorities are holding the second day of a mass trial of dozens of political opposition activists. These had demonstrated against the outcome of the recent presidential election, calling it rigged. One of the defendants is an Iranian who works for the British embassy. The British Foreign Office is furious and says Iran is directly contradicting assurances it had given about the man's status. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is meeting South African President Joseph Zuma today in Durban. She's been urging South Africa to take the lead in boosting the economies of other African countries. She is also calling on South Africa to do more to push its neighbor Zimbabwe toward democratic reform. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.